Got any walnuts?
I don't know whether there's any walnuts that makes walnuts or not. There used to be a few up here in the sand hills on the north end of the county. A few walnuts when I was a kid, but I think they cut all them things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. Maybe a few tame walnuts here in the yards and such like once in a while, but as far as wild walnuts is concerned, I don't think any left in the county that I know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, there was a good many of them up in there. Oh, no big lot of them, but some fella come in here and bought them. They even dug the stumps up.
Mm-hmm.
He'd make these gun stocks out of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Went to gun companies.
I see.
They loaded the logs and hauled them on the train and shipped them out to companies that made gun stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Out of when I was a boy.
I see. Well, you know, when you handle walnuts, isn't there a part of it that will kind of stain your fingers?
That old green hull will kind of stain your fingers. It'll stain your fingers and stain your clothes, too.
Mm.
And you ain't going to get it out of your clothes, too. A light-colored shirt like this, you mess around with them old green hull walnuts. First thing you know, it's messed up where it ain't fit to wear almost every day.
Mm.
Now, I can tell you another thing about the green walnut, too. You got a ringworm on the back of your hand, you can take that peeling and mash it up good and squeeze that juice out of it, put it on that ringworm. Now, don't figure on sleeping in it that night, because you probably ain't going to. But it'll kill it.
Uh-huh.
You may have to put it on a second time to get all of it, but it'll kill it.
I see.
Kill them old ringworm.
I see.
Green walnut.
Well, doesn't that walnut have a hard part to it that you crack?
Yeah, old hull. Walnut hull. Mm-hmm. It's got an outside, that old outside thing that got that juice in. When it gets dry, well, it sheds off.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the green, the hard hull, and you got to take a hammer and bust that up and then pick it out.
Mm-hmm. I see. Was there ever much wheat grown around here?
Not that I know of. And there wasn't none growed in the mountains. And I think they plant a little patch once in a while now of it. Farmers do, but it ain't growed extensive here. It ain't even what's considered a crop here.
Hmm.
Oats. Well, when I was a boy, we tried oats here. And rust got them so bad, but late years the oats do good here.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't grow them only for about all they grow them for is grazing. Yeah, they combine some once in a while, but ain't much oats combined to mount anything in this county that I know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
As far as that's concerned.
Well, what do you have to do to those oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I don't know, when you combine them, why? You have that grain inside of a hull, and when you make them ready for the commercial market, well, you got to get that grain off. That's done in the food house where they make food. I don't know anything about that. All I know is a hull, or that oat kernel that you got to get off of that before you make oatmeal and stuff like that out of it.
You ever heard of people talk about thrashing oats?
Doing what?
Thrashing them.
Oh yeah, you got to thrash them. Unless you combine them. If you combine them, when you combine them, that's thrashing. Because you cut the head off and thrash it out when you combine it.
Oh yeah.
And it comes out in this, and on the combine where you sack it up.
Mm-hmm.
Spout where you sack it in on the combine. Get it in sacks.
Well, have you ever heard of people, right after they cut their wheat,